I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. A few headlines for you this week. Jimmy Johnson was cleared to race after two negative COVID-19 tests. He sat out last week's race at Indy. He will return to the seat in the number 48 this weekend at Kentucky. NASCAR announced the rest of the August race dates to finish off the regular season. Unfortunately, fans will not be invited, but they will race a doubleheader at MIS on August 8th and 9th. They will try the road course out for the very first time at Daytona on the 15th, then Dover for a doubleheader on the 22nd and 23rd, and then the regular season will wrap up at Daytona on the Oval August 29th. NBC announced the ratings for last Sunday's rain-delayed Cup Series race at Indy. 5 million households tuned in. That's up 46% from last September's Indy race and 36% up from last year's Daytona race in the same weekend. And finally, some more ads for the Bristol All-Star Race this Wednesday night. As if the choose rule wasn't enough, 20 cars will have special underglow lights. That's right, you heard me. Lights underneath the car. I'll be in Monday with a full preview of the All-Star Race at Bristol and, of course, results from Kentucky. And speaking of that, all three series are running at Kentucky Speedway this weekend. The Xfinity teams will run Friday night. No Cup drivers have entered, but Timmy Hill and Brett Moffitt from the Truck Series will invade this one. You can catch the Xfinity Series race 8 p.m. tonight on FS1. The Trucks race tomorrow night. Tyler Akram is the defending champ of the race. Catch full coverage starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow night on FS1. The Cup teams fire up on Sunday. Brad Keselowski leads active drivers with 3 wins here. Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. have 2 each, and it's Kyle Busch leading the way with 7 top 5s and 8 top 10s in 8 races. That's right, he's finished every single race at Kentucky in the top 10. Kyle also leads the Loop Data driver ratings, followed by Brad Kay, Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, and Matt Kenseth. Joe Gibbs and Penske Racing are tied with 3 wins each here. Toyota tops the team stats 5-2 over Ford, and Chevy has just 1 win here by defending champ of the race, Kurt Busch. You can catch full coverage of the Quaker State 400 beginning at 2:30 Sunday on NBC. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fastlane for Friday, July 10th. Brought to you by Meekhoff Tire and Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires at the best prices.